This is KUT. The other day, KUT's Moz Bouchel was scrolling through Twitter when he came across a post that made no sense. WTI flips to contango, backwardation banished. As you may know, WTI is a kind of oil, but it turns out Moz stumbled across the strange language of international oil trading, something that comes in useful when you're trying to understand a commodity that can swing the economy.
Every industry has its jargon, and oil trading is no exception.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely its own language.
That's Laura Blewett. She's a reporter for Bloomberg News. Her beat is oil. She's the person who posted that weird tweet about contango and backwardation. But before we get into what it means, what does it sound like it should mean?
Well, if I didn't know what contango meant, I might think it's a dance move or something from Argentina. I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing. Cue that music.
Yeah.
What it really means? Simple. It's when something will cost more in the future than it does today. It's the way trading normally works.
And that's because basically you have to pay to store fuel or oil, right? So that's why it's a little bit more expensive in the future months.
Now, the next one, backwardation.
Backwardation. Baby got backwardation.
Baby got back.
Yes, she actually published something with that title.
One editor said, no way, this is never going out. And then actually my boss editor was like, I love it. So we got to publish that.
So it's backwardation. It's when the market is backwards, when things like oil cost more now than they will in the future.
When the market is suddenly super tight and there's little supplies on hand, that's when you move into backwardation.
The opposite of contango. There was one more word Laura wanted to get to, and that's because it's pretty common, but a lot of people don't really understand it. That word is arbitrage.
Arbitrage, yeah.
They made a movie named Arbitrage, starring Richard Gere.
I invest in people I believe in. I thought she'd do well. I backed her. She did. It's as simple as that.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't. Anyway, what's arbitrage? Basically, it's a fancy word for an opportunity to sell where demand is high. You've got a lot of oil. There's no oil up the street. Sell your oil up there for more money.
So, of course, as traders, all they want to do is make money, right? And so anytime they see that open opportunity to sell their supply into a higher valued market, they go for it.
And then when too many traders rush in,
then the arb can close.
Arb?
We call it an arb too, right? The arb can close very quickly.
Finally, why does any of this matter? Blewett says, even if you've never heard these words before, they are the language of the people who influence how much you pay at the pump. So it might be worthwhile to take note. Moz Bouchel, KUT News.